Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yes, I'm waiting for the song to start.
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. My name is Apostle Stacy Lunsford, and it is a privilege and an honor to introduce to you Prophetess Stephanie Moore and her return to her radio show, There Is a Word from the Lord. Prophetess Moore, how are you this evening? Hold on 1 second. Prophetess Moore, how are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. Can you hear me?
Yes. I lost you for a second, but I just did your introduction. And
okay.
Welcome back to our fall season. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I'm just looking forward to sharing a word from the Lord. And I do have a special guest on tonight.
Okay, well, tell us about your special guest.
My special guest is my son, John A. Moore III, Pastor John A. Moore III. And the name of our church is the Experience Church, where it can't be explained, it can only be experienced. And I would, Apostle, did you get the bio?
Yes, I do have the bio. I would like for
okay.
you to introduce him first to your audience, and then
okay.
I'll take the time to read his bio.
Okay. Again, my friend, this is my son, Pastor John A. Moore III of the Experience Church. My son has been ministering ever since he was a little boy, and as she will share that with you when she gives his when she reads his bio, when Apostle reads his bio. Pastor Moore, you on the line? I got to make sure you're on the line. Oh, Lord. Pastor John Moore, are you on the line? Oh, Lord. He haven't got on the line yet. I don't know what's going on.
Well, his last numbers is 8921. Hold on 1 second.
0468. 753-0468.
Okay, he's not on the line yet, but you do have someone that's listening.
Wait.
You do have.
Okay, see who that is. He may be using another number. Check and see who it is, please.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to There Is a Word from the Lord. May I have your name, please?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Yes.
We're just trying to find out who was on the line.
My name is Linda Shields.
Okay, that's my good
okay.
friend, Linda Shields. God bless you, Linda.
Okay.
Thank
so
you
glad
so very
you're listening.
Much. Thank
we,
you.
We're waiting for my son to come on the line, and because he's going to be sharing with us on tonight. But I'm so glad to know that you're on the line, Linda. This is my
well,
good
I'm
friend,
happy
Linda Shields.
I am excited to hear what your offering is tonight.
Okay. My son is going to come on and share a word from the Lord, and we're just waiting for him to get on the line. But while we're waiting, I guess the apostle will read his bio. Or do you want me to go ahead and share a word, and we'll just wait till he come on?
Well, I can't hear you. Your sound's really far away.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, can you hear me better?
Yeah, so why don't you just
okay.
go ahead and run your show like you normally do, and then when he comes on, then we could go ahead and do the bio.
Okay.
So were
and
you prepared
that number...
to hear anything today?
Oh, yes, of course. Uh-huh. And what we're going to – you got his number again? It's number 753-0468, okay?
Yes, but he's not in the queue right now.
He's not in the queue. Okay. All right. Well, the word that the Lord has given me on today is still, STILL, and the definition of still. And, you know, is to stay in the same position or at rest without noise, quiet, tranquil, making no sound, silent. And it's a whole lot of things that the people of God is going through right now. And the Lord is telling me
to tell them to stand still, to just be still. And the scriptures that I'm going to be sharing with you on tonight is found in the book of Psalms, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse, Psalms 8 and 2, Psalms 46 and 10, Psalms 65 and 7, Psalms 76 and 8, and Mark 4 and 39. And I will begin to read in the book of Psalms, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse. And it reads, "Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah." My friend, the Lord wants you to be still. Commune with your heart and trust God. There are some things that you are trying to work out or talk out, but the Lord is just telling me to tell you, just be still, because God is working it out. And my friend, I myself is going through the same thing. God has been dealing with me as well, because when he give me a word, it's not just for you, my friends, but it's for me as well. So we're to just be still, and we're just going to have to watch God move and watch God work for us. So this, I'm going to read with you on the book of Psalms, the 8th chapter and the 2nd verse. And it reads, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger." When the Lord gave me this scripture, the word that came to me, the song that came to me is, he got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hand. So the Lord is just letting us know, my friend, he got the whole wide world in his hand. And the Lord is just telling us he will make our enemies to be still, just like he did the children of Israel when it was time for them to cross the Red Sea. God has caused our enemies to be still as well. So God just wants us to continue to trust him, to praise him, because he's working for you and he's working for me, and that we're to keep our mouths closed. And I know that's hard for the dude to keep your mouth closed, because it's real hard for me because of some of the things that I'm going through even now. But I keep hearing the Lord to just be saying that, and that's the Lord. And when I do say something, I had to repent and ask the Lord, please forgive me. So what I'm sharing with you, because I know whatever you're going through, my friend, I'm just sharing. You just got to be still, and we're going to have to watch God fight this battle and just be still. And the word of God saying 46 and 10, be still and know that I'm God, that I will be exalted among the heathens and I will be exalted in the earth. So my friend, again, just be still. The call for stillness before the Lord is not a preparation for worship, but for impending judgment, my friend. God is the judge. God will be exalted, and all the earth will bow before him. Be still. This trial that you're going through, God is judge, and will have the last word, and he will be exalted. Be still. And while I'm sharing this with you, my friend, I don't know who else is listening, but I want you to, if God has been dealing with you concerning this word, I want you to, you can press 1, and I want you to share with us that if this is a confirmation for you, I want you to share that with us. Because sometimes, you know, when God give me a word, and, you know, sometimes when God speaks to you, you say, Lord, are you sure? Is that you talking? But God always have a way of giving confirmation. So if you're listening tonight, I want you to give a confirmation. I want you to share with us, because this broadcast is just not for me just doing all this sharing, but I want you to share as well. So if you're listening, if you want to share a word, if you want to say something concerning this word, all you have to do is press 1 and begin to talk, and we're here listening. So is there someone on the line that would like to share? Don't be shy.
Annette, if you're on the line and you would like to share your testimony, a praise report, or a comment on anything that Prophetess Moore just shared in regards to being still, please press 1 pound on your phone, and we will get you right on the microphone so that you can speak with her. Prophetess Moore, we do have two callers on the line, so if you
okay.
no one wants to get into the queue right now.
Okay, and Pastor haven't called in yet. You don't see his number in the queue?
No, he's not there.
Okay, I hope he's coming. Okay, well, let me read the other scripture that the Lord has given me to share with you. I'm going to be reading in the book of Psalms, the 65th chapter, and the 7th verse. It said, which heals the noise of the sea, the noise of their waves, and the turbulence of the people. My friend, we serve an awesome God. We serve him through his son, Jesus Christ, a God who made the seas and quiet the noise of the sea and the waves. Friends, that's the kind of God I serve, and I pray that you serve him as well. I pray that you have repented of your sins and asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart so that you will believe and have confidence in him. Dear friend, before I accepted Christ in my life, I used to wonder if God was really real and if he was concerned about me. But since I accepted Christ in my life, as I continue to live for him, God become more and more real to me, and I know that he is concerned about me, and I know he's working things out for me so he will be glorified. And as I share with you, my friends, I begin to, sometimes I reflect back on my life and just begin to look at the things that God has brought me through, because in other situations when God had told me to be still and I was still, and I know that God would, he would bring you out. When I reflect back on my life, it's over 20-some years ago. I remember one time when the Lord told me, and I think I may have shared this with you all before, about when the Lord told me, and it sounds real crazy, he told me, my kids were young, and he told me, he said, I want you to go out there and I want you to go. He wanted me to put my kids in a different school district. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if I do that, that means I'm going to have to drive my kids to school. And he said, and the Lord just talked back to me. And he said, then I want you to go out there and play with the children. I said, go play with the children. He said, I said, well, Lord, what do you want me to play? He said, play mayor. I didn't know how to play it. I forgot. And anyway, make a long story short, I did obey God. And that's why it's important. Sometimes when God tells us to do stuff or tell us to be still, we don't know what's coming up the pipe. We don't know what's going to happen. So whatever he tell you to do, just do it. And even as I'm speaking now, God is dealing with somebody. And you got a testimony. People can't see your face, baby. But you need to give your testimony. Because somebody need to hear what you got to say concerning your situation and concerning what God has dealt with you about. See, this broadcast is not just for me, but people are hearing this broadcast all across the country, and you have a testimony. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you have a testimony, and you need to share your testimony because somebody need to hear what God has brought you from or where he's delivered you from or what you've been going through, and you've seen that God has made a way. You've seen that God has opened a door because you were still. Because God has already delivered you out of that stillness. My God. So, my friend, share your testimony. Hit the number one on your phone and hit the pound. Because somebody need to hear your testimony. I don't know who I'm talking to. But this is what the Lord is putting on my heart. And we just want you to share with us. Now. And I'm going to continue to read, but let me go back to my little story. And so because I did what God told me to do, go out there and play with the kids, I end up getting a job in the school system. And because I obeyed God, I worked 22 years in the school system until I had a stroke in 2012. And even me having the stroke, the Lord had spoke to me prior to the stroke. He told me, he said, Step, I'm about to do something new. I said, you're about to do something new. What you going to do, Jesus? And so he didn't say anything. So when I got home from work that day, and I said, Lord, I thought you said you were going to do something new. And I was talking to my sister on the phone, and all of a sudden I couldn't talk. And after I couldn't talk, my sister knew I was having a stroke, so she called and try to reach my son. My son reached his wife because he was out of town. And by the time she got to my house, by the time they got me to the hospital, I couldn't walk. But through that whole process, the Spirit of the Lord was talking to me. And then sometimes God would let me talk and minister to people, and then he would shut my mouth. I'm sharing this with you because I don't know what you're going through, but whatever you're going through, God is going to bring you out. I'm going through something now, but I know that God is going to bring you out. So just be still. Someone called me even on this evening, and they wanted to, I prayed with them, and the Lord gave me the same message, what I'm sharing with you today. The Lord had told them to be still, and so it was just a confirmation to that person. So, my friend, I know it sounds like I'm rattling off, but I just want you to know that God wants you to be still because he's going to fight for you. He's going to work for you. And when we get on the broadcast next week, you're going to have a testimony. But even before we get on the broadcast next week, God is dealing with somebody on this line, and you have a word that you need to share with the listener because someone else needs to be encouraged. Okay? So did
well,
you want
the
hour,
I'm going to share. I'm going to share something. I'm going to read something that I received. I actually posted it on my Facebook wall, and it says, a young man working in the army was constantly humiliated because he believed in God. One day, the captain wanted to humiliate him before the troops. He called the young man and said, young man, come here. Take the key and go and park the Jeep in front. And the young man replied, I cannot drive. The captain said, well, then ask for assistance of your God. So he's mocking God at this point. Show us that he exists. The young man takes the key and walks to the vehicle and begins to pray. He parks the Jeep at the place perfectly well as the captain wanted. The young man came out of the Jeep and saw them all crying. They said all together, we want to serve your God. And the young man, the young soldier was astonished and asked, what was going on? The captain, crying, opened the hood of the Jeep by showing the young man that the car had no engine. And I repeat, the car had no engine. Then the boy said, see, this is the God I serve, the God of impossible, the God who gives life to what does not exist. You may think there are things still impossible, but with God, everything is possible. To the person hearing this, I pray the Lord work a super miracle in your life today in Jesus' name. So I felt led to share that because a lot of times our situations seem hopeless. And a lot of times our faith is bigger than the people around us. And they will try and embarrass us and humiliate us just like this captain thought he was humiliating this boy. This soldier, but he had enough faith. But the thing is, he prayed. So are you praying tonight in your situation while you are waiting for God to answer you, while you're being still and knowing that he is God? Where is your faith level? Do you really believe that God is going to do what you asked him to do, regardless of the storm waves that are blowing, the waves that are crashing against your ship, and the strong winds that are blowing vehemently in your face? Somebody is dealing with a financial situation, and you've been calling out to God, and you've been believing him, and you've been giving him back your word, and you did everything that you know to do, but your money been tied up. And prophet has said that the word for the day was to be still and know that I am God. Well, while you're being still and knowing that he is God, that doesn't mean don't open up your mouth and praise him. It means to be still and know that while you praising him in the midst of the storm, that he is turning things around in your favor, just like he did for this soldier, because there was no engine in the car. So we give God the glory and we give God the praise, because while we're in the posture of waiting, we must begin to worship God. Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles,
you,
the second chapter, I mean the 20th chapter, a vast army came up against them. And the prophet came and gave him instructions and told him to worship God. And he called for the Levitical priesthood, and they came and they bowed down and they worshiped God. And the word of God tells us that as they worshiped him, that he sent ambushments against the enemy. So this is where my testimony comes in. I have been in a posture of waiting for God to vindicate me, because God said that he would vindicate me in Psalm 17. I had all kind of people rising up against me. And I said, God, your word says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And God gave me a revelation. The rulers of the darkness of this world is people that's in positions. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's people that's been placed in position to frustrate you in your office, in your workplace, on your job, in your church, in your community, sometimes even in your home. So in a situation where you're being frustrated like that, what do you do? Do you defend yourself? Do you open up your mouth when God said to be still and know that he is God? And I'm talking about people have done things to me like I just wanted to say, hey, you really don't want to do that. You really shouldn't say that, you know, because God, I'm special to him. And I was trying to protect them, but their pride allowed them to hurt me even more. And so while I was in the posture of waiting, I cried out to God. And God heard my cry. And God defended me. And he opened up my Red Sea. And I have a couple of enemies that have come back, and they have apologized to me. And so it is well with them today. But had I not prayed for them, it wouldn't be well today. Because the word of God says it was better for bothering one of God's little ones. He said it was better that a millstone was hung around their neck. A millstone is over 1,000 pounds more. So while I'm still waiting for God to vindicate me, you know, God is a God of recompense. So I don't know what you're going through, no matter what your situation is. Be still and know that God is God. But that doesn't mean be still and fall asleep. It doesn't be still and be lazy. It doesn't mean be still and procrastinate to put off what you're supposed to be doing. Because God is going to do his part, which brings me back to Jehoshaphat. They bow down and they worship God. Every time you worship God, every time you praise God, you should get a visual in your mind that God is sending ambushments against the enemy. Your enemy is going to fall down. He could set the traps for you. She could set the traps for you. But God said he is sending ambushments against your enemy. So be still and know that God is God. Because in Exodus, the 14th chapter, Moses told the people, fear ye not. Stand still. There's that word still again. Stand
still
and see the salvation of the Lord. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, hallelujah, you will see them again no more forever. And the Lord will fight for you, and you will hold your peace, because this battle is not yours. So I thank God for the opportunity to just share that. I pray that something said encouraged somebody, because God is the God of possibilities, the things that are impossible. Like this situation you're in, it is literally impossible. If God don't step in and do it for you, it's not going to change. If God don't step in and say, okay, I have to open up this Red Sea right now, See, because you're right there. The Red Sea is in front of you, but Pharaoh's army is behind you. But let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
God told Moses before they left Egypt that he was going to harden Pharaoh's heart. And he did. And when Pharaoh realized that he let them go, the busybodies in his camp was like, and I'm paraphrasing, but Pharaoh, you really letting the Egyptians, you letting the Israelites go? So then they worked him all up, and they saddled up the chariots and the horses, and they went running after them. Pride. Pride will lead to destruction. But God
mm-hmm.
told him, I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. So while you're being still tonight, know that your modern-day Pharaoh, whoever is bothering you, whoever is harassing you and trying to shame you and embarrass you, God is going to defend you. God is going to harden their hearts just like he hardened Pharaoh's heart. And let me tell you, their wheels going to come off of their chariots, their horses going to fall in their water, and his captain of hosts, they all going to be drowned in the water, and you're going to see them again no more forever. So when you get a chance tonight, just read Exodus, the 14th chapter. If everybody has the movie at home, the Ten Commandments, if you have the movie, you don't have to watch it tonight. But at some point, just sit down and watch it. Be still. Get a cup of tea or some lemonade, something, and just know that God is a God of battles. His name is Jehovah Gabor. Do you know him as Jehovah Gabor? Because in Psalms, the 35th chapter, it says, plead my cause, O God. Contend with those that contend with me and fight against those that fight against me. You don't have to fight. Just ask Jehovah Gabor to rise up on your behalf. So God bless you. If anything said or if you have a testimony or a praise report, please press 1. Even if you have a prayer request, Prophetess Moore will be more than happy to pray with you. My name is Apostle Stacy, and you're listening to There is a Word from the Lord with Prophetess Stephanie Moore.
God bless you, Apostle. We thank God for that word. We just thank God for those words of encouragement and confirmation. God bless you.
Amen.
Pastor John Moore, did he have him call in yet? Had his number come up yet?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyone that's listening, did you have a testimony or do you have a prayer request? Okay, nobody is just listening. Y'all just listening.
No.
And not saying. They're just listening, not saying anything. Let me read this Psalm 76 and 8. It says, thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven, the earth fear and was still. My friend, in God's victory over the enemies of his people, the word of God, glory and justice spread to our world. The wrath of men became praise to God because any anger against God was utterly futile. A person's futile hostility to God will only result in a demonstration of God's power, his name. Again, my dear friend, when God tells us to be still, you can see through his word that he's going to execute judgment. So just be still. Just be still and know that I'm God. So, my friend, I'm just going through all kinds of things right now, but I'm just going to be still and see what God's going to do. And we want y'all to respond if you're listening. Y'all just listening, not saying anything. Okay, let me read this other scripture. I tell you, God is so good. I'm just gonna praise him. I'm just gonna magnify him. I am going through a lot. I ask that you keep my family in prayer. I just got the news today that my brother that has cancer, the cancer has gone to his brain. So just keep us in your prayers. And we pray that God's will be done. Okay, let me read the Psalms 83 and 1 said, keep not thou silent, O God. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O God. My friend David was asking God not to keep silent. He wanted God to act. He believed, and we also believe, that God, as the Holy One, would destroy all evil. Unfortunately, we failed to see that God's delay and judgment was and still is an expression of his mercy. So, friend, just be still and keep your mouth shut. I'm just not talking to you. I'm talking to myself as well. There are times when God wants to work on our behalf, and he can't because we're too busy interfering. So, my friend, again, the Lord is just telling us to be still. And what I'm sharing with you, this word that I'm sharing with you, when you hear me read the message, I'm reading out my book, There is a Word from the Lord, 31 Days of Encouragement. And the day is the 8th of the month, and this is the 8th word in that book. And you can purchase my book on Amazon.com, There is a Word from the Lord, 31 Days of Encouragement, by Apostle Stephanie Moore. Okay, and I'm going to read, this is the last scripture that I'll be sharing with you on tonight. It's Mark 4:39, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. The message is, first of all, Jesus was asleep, and that's right. That right there shows his true humanity. He was fully human and needed food and rest, just as all the people. Jesus commanded over the wind, command over the wind and the sea, demonstrate his full and complete deity. Only God the Creator can calm the wind and the sea. And my friend, God has even given us that power. I can remember one time I was working in middle school and it was raining crazy, the wind was blowing, and I did what Jesus did. I spoke to the wind and told the wind to be still. And you know, my coworkers was amazed because all of a sudden the wind stopped blowing and the sun came out. And you know, so many times when we hear on the weather report, oh, this is going to happen and that's going to happen, my friend, God has given us the power. We're to pray and ask and pray and believe God that he will calm the storm, calm the wind. Just this past weekend, we supposed to have a terrible storm, even in our area where we live at. But, you know, I begin to pray, and I'm sure other people pray, and we ask God to not let destruction come to our area. And God heard the prayer. So many times we forget to pray because so many things be happening in our lives. But, you know, we got to remember to talk to Jesus about it and watch him move and watch him work, because God heard our prayers when we talk to him. And so many times when we're going through stuff, and me, myself, sometimes I forget to just pray and whisper a prayer. God, could you do this? Could you help me with this situation? And if we would do that and we would ask God, but the word of God tells us we have not because we ask not. So if we would pray and ask God to help us in all our situations, you know, he will help us, and we will see the result of him helping us. So, my friend, the word tonight is just be still and know that God is with you and know that he's going to work out these situations that we're going through. And we want you to respond. I don't know what happened to Pastor John Moore. I know he's in Chesapeake, and he said he will be on the line because he had a word he wanted to share with us. But I don't know what's going on.
Pastor. Well, I have a Prophetess Moore, I know that tonight is a very difficult night for you with everything that you're going through with your family, and I commend you for still coming on the line. But I have a song that I'm going to pray. We're going to take a little commercial, and I'm going to pray this song, okay. He's Preparing Me.
Okay. Thank you. Because he cares.
preparing me for something that I cannot handle right now. He's making me ready, just because he cares. He cares. And you know he's preparing me because he cares. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Arranging, but he rearranged my attitude. I'm not my own, so I go where he tells for me to go.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, Prophet, I'll return it back over to you.
Okay, God bless you, Apostle. We thank God for that song, because God is preparing us. And I don't know what happened concerning my son, my special guest. So I think what we're going to have to do is probably cut this broadcast short on tonight. I do apologize.
Okay.
Anyone that's listening, if you have anything you want to share tonight before we go off the air, normally we stay on to 8:30, but so much is going on. So,
do you have a prayer request? If you do, just press #1 before we end the show, and we'll pray with you. Okay, Prophetess Moore, you could go ahead and close out.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we
just love you. We have a prayer request. Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you. You're listening to There Is a Word from the Lord. God bless you. How can we assist you tonight?
Praise the Lord. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Doing
how are
great.
You?
Amen. I am blessed. My name is Kim, and I live in Los Angeles, California, and I've called before. And basically, I'm on the line to encourage you. I'm praying for you. I know that you're going through a lot, and I just want you to know that, you know, I'm praying for you. I'm just believing that the Lord is just going to heal your brother from the cancer. I'm praying for you. I know you asked me one time to send you a friend request, and I did, and you never responded. So I don't know what happened, but I just wanted to encourage you, you know, that I am, you know, that I'm definitely praying for you and your family.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did you you send a prayer request on the Facebook or on Messenger or what? What was it?
No, you had it was regarding my granddaughter.
Uh huh.
And I told you that she was going through a lot. Her father had just gotten released from prison after doing 7.5 years, and while he was in prison, he was also raped.
She was raped?
Yes. Yeah, he was raped in prison. And so you had told me you guys were doing some kind of a fast. I think it was like a 30-day fast or something like that. And you had told me to, that you wanted me to join in the fast. And I did. I did do the fast. And you also wanted me to send you a prayer request. And I did. And you never accepted it, which was, you know, it was fine. And, that's what.
Oh, I'm sorry. So did you send a prayer request to Apostle, or you sent it to me?
No, it was a friend request. He wanted me to friend request you.
Oh, okay. Well, sweetheart, I am so sorry.
Okay,
I do apologize.
That's okay. Don't, you know, I understand.
Okay, because I don't need. Okay, well, we just. So
if I can interject. I'm sorry, Prophetess Moore, she's not real computer savvy, so please, you know, I know that you didn't take it personally because you're here, you're listening to her broadcast tonight, and we thank you so much, but you show compassion to her tonight, and God is so pleased with that. So thank you. And the moment you said 30-day fast, I remember because I did this fast with Prophetess Moore. So, and God has just been doing great things with everybody that participated with that fast. And I'm happy that you took the time to call in. But Pastor Moore is on the line right now. So if everyone could please just hang in there with us for a little bit, because there is a word from the Lord. And Prophetess Moore, I'm going to bring him on the line right now so that you can introduce your guest for tonight.
Okay. God bless you again. God bless you, son. This is my son, Pastor John Moore of the Experience Church. We're located in Suffolk, Virginia, 4165 Putin Boulevard, Suffolk, Virginia. And, again, the name of our church is the Experience Church, where it can't be explained. It can only be experienced. And Apostle Stacy is going to read his bio, and then he's going to come on and share what God has given him to share with us. So, my friend, just stay tuned, because there is a word from the Lord, okay? God bless you. God bless you, Apostle. You can read his bio.
Okay. Amen, everyone. God bless you, Pastor Moore. Nice to meet you. Pastor John A. Moore III, a charismatic leader, strategic visionary, innovative thinker, and authentic trendsetter. Reverend John A. Moore is chosen and called by God to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He possesses the ability to deliver messages that change lives, save souls, and uplift broken hearts. Pastor Moore has been preaching for 25 years since the tender age of 3. He was featured in a local newspaper as a pint-sized preacher. More than 20 years later, Pastor Moore is one of the eminent, powerful, and prominent preaching voices of the 21st century. He has had the privilege and opportunity to grace several pulpits, business forums, collegiate affairs, and various other platforms throughout the Hampton Roads area and beyond. His captivating voice and strategic leadership skill has allowed his name to reverberate throughout spiritual and secular settings. In 2011, Pastor Moore organized a late-night preaching experience during the 97th annual Hampton Ministers Conference that catered to thousands of attendees and has continued to grow for the last 3 years. He has also spearheaded major events for Hampton High School, Norfolk State University, and various places of worship. Pastor Moore is a native of Hampton, Virginia. He received his minister's license in May 2002 and was later ordained in August of 2007. He served as the youth pastor at Tabernacle Christian Church in Suffolk, Virginia for 3 years. He has also served as the ministry leader for those that attend college and are becoming productive adults at Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Chesapeake, Virginia, under the mentorship of Bishop K.W. Brown. Currently, he is the founder and pastor of the Experience Church in Suffolk, Virginia. Pastor Moore is happily married to his lovely wife, Minister Kenya L. Moore, who is his partner in ministry. This great man is an alumni of Norfolk State University, where he obtained a Bachelor of Science in Mass Communication. He attended the Samuel Dewitt Proctor School of Theology at Virginia Union University, where he earned a Master of Divinity. He is a proud member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. His mantra includes, "Excellence without excuses produces elevation without hesitation." And I really like that mantra. So at this time, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Pastor John A. Moore. and he is going to bring forth a word of encouragement tonight. God bless you.
Thank you so much for the privilege and the honor to grace this moment and to share with you, those of you who are listening here from all across the country and beyond. First of all, I want to thank God for Apostle for this incredible opportunity. Thank you personally. I appreciate your gift and this moment of sharing. I want to thank my lovely and only mother, Prophetess Stephanie Moore, who birthed me and who has encouraged me and who has been with me through the thick and the thin, and I am grateful and humble of this moment. And I want to also thank everyone who has taken the time to listen in and to hear what God has to say in this moment. Before I go and dive into the word very briefly, I'm not going to be long-winded at all, but I want to share what we have coming up at the Experience Church in Suffolk, Virginia. We have the Making Moves Conference that will be taking place starting next Monday, this coming Monday rather, Monday through Thursday. And we're excited about some of God's generals that are going to be with us in that conference. I'm going to be preaching Prophet Brian Kahn from Jacksonville, Florida. He's going to be with us. Dr. Jamal Bryant from Baltimore, Maryland. Bishop Rudolph McKissick from Jacksonville, Florida. Our musical guests will be Charles Butler and Trinity. And so many others are going to be with us during that conference. God laid it on my heart to put this conference together because it's time to make some moves. Oftentimes we're waiting for somebody to give us an opportunity. We're waiting to get a phone call. We're waiting to get something in the mail. But God is really saying to us that if you make the first move, he'll make the rest. And so now it's time for you to start making some moves. And whenever you make moves, sometimes you irritate other people, because people want you to stay in your comfort zone. They want you to stay where they are familiar with you. But when you start making moves, it irritates them because they don't know your next move. But here's what I've discovered. When you make moves, you're not making it by yourself, because last time I checked, that if God be for us, he's more than the whole world that's against us. So I am encouraging you, make sure that you, if you're in the Hampton Roads area, to attend this conference. It is absolutely free. All you have to do is go to eventbrite.com just to register. But it's absolutely free. If you want more information, you can go to www.theexperiencechurchva.com. If you are not in the area but you want to still be a part, you can also, we'll be Facebooking it live and Periscoping it. So you can go to my Facebook page. I'm on Facebook at John Moore. You can go to John Moore. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Periscope. So you can find me on any one of those social media networks. But I'm grateful. Very briefly, the Lord laid on my heart to share with you this word from the book Proverbs chapter number 3. It says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Text says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." The last and final verse says, "Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I want to encourage somebody today who is listening to me, because God gave me three things to really tell you that in this season, number one, that you're going to have to have focus. You're going to have to have focus, because where God is about to take you, you're not even ready for. There's a move that God is about to do in your life. Somebody who's listening to me today, there's a move that's about to take place that God is about to manifest. But in order for you to tap into the move of God in this season, you're going to have to stay focused. The text says, forget my law, but let thy commandments, which suggests us, the writer of this text implying that you will have circumstances, but don't forget the law, because the law is what's going to keep you. And for this, for somebody who's listening to me, this is the season where you're going to have to stay focused, because if you only knew what's up the road, and I think what happens so many times is we go through so much in life until we forget our assignment. We go through so much in life, we're bothered through trials and tribulations, family members, people on our job, co-workers, and we're bothered until, if we're not careful, you'll lose focus on what God, where God is trying to take you. God is really, for somebody that's listening, he's trying to move you into an area, but in this season, in order for him to move you, you got to stay focused. I don't know who this is, but in the next 30 days, God is going to connect somebody with a stranger that you don't even know. It's going to be the launching point where they're going to launch you into the next dimension of your life, but you got to stay focused. Not only must you stay focused in this season, but secondly, you must stay faithful. You must stay faithful. God is looking for people who are going to be faithful. Faithfulness is not popular in this season, in this day that we live in. But God always honors faithfulness. And somebody may ask, Pastor, how can I stay faithful when I'm getting ridiculed, I'm getting talked about, I'm getting my name is being scandal? But God in this season wants you to stay faithful. For the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is what I can't see in the natural, but faith is what I do see in the spiritual. And so you got to stay faithful for the faith. And what I want to help somebody to understand something, if you notice in the book of Proverbs, it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. Here it is, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto you. I believe in this season what God is about to do, he's about to add more to you. Because for some of you, you've been through situations where everything has been subtracted. You've been trying to stay faithful, but the moment you stay faithful, that's when things go haywire. And you're trying to figure out, God, what in the world is going on? I'm being faithful. I'm trying to stay consistent, but yet I'm getting hurt. And what messes you up is you're not getting hurt by people that are in the world. You're not getting hurt by people who don't know Jesus. You're not getting hurt by people but what's really messing you up is you're getting hurt by people who name the name of Jesus, people who sing in the choir, people who usher on the usher board, and sometimes they're the ones that hurt you the worst. And if you're not careful, you'll get sidetracked and won't be faithful to the assignment. But I don't know who you are today, but God says stay faithful. Because what I'm about to do, I'm about to move you in some areas. And for somebody, thank you, Holy Ghost, God is going to move your zip code. Because where you are now, people have always been familiar with you. They know you by your nickname. They don't respect who you are. And watch this, they have become comfortable with who you are. But God is saying, I'm about to move your zip code. And when he moves you, don't be afraid. Don't worry, don't stress, don't strain, don't struggle on what people are going to say. But this is the season. He's about to move somebody. This season, if he's going to move you, you got to stay focused. You got to stay faithful. And then when you stay focused and when you stay faithful, God says, then I'm going to show you favor. I'm going to show you favor. Here's what's amazing. Favor ain't always fair. But favor is final. If you are comfortable,
hello.
Yes, Pastor Moore, we can't hear you. Pastor Moore,
what happened?
We lost him. Technical difficulties. He just got booted off. But just pray. He'll come back. The devil is a liar. He'll come back. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We thank you that he is going to come back on this line, and he's going to finish with this word. We give you the honor and the glory because he was speaking. Hallelujah. Here he is. Okay, praise God, Pastor Moore. You're back.
I'm sorry. That was a commercial break, but we're right back on tune. Amen.
Amen.
But in this season, God is going to give you favor. And when God, here's the uniqueness about it, is that when God gives you favor, there's nothing people can do about it. Because this is how God gets his glory. He gets his glory because he uses the unlikely person. He uses the person with flaws and people who have failed and people who've gone through, and everybody else counts you out. But God says, that's the one I'm going to favor. Because for somebody in here, you've been trying one thing after another, and it seems like it is fail after fail and every failed attempt. But this is the season where God is going to cause things to make sense and to cause you to start moving into your destiny and moving in your promise. So watch this. If you're going to move in this season, you're going to have to stay faithful. You're going to have to stay focused, and then you're going to receive the favor of God. I want you to remember that text. Study that text. He makes it personal when he says, my son, forget not my law. But I believe around that fifth and sixth verse, we've heard this scripture over and over. If you've been in Sunday school, Sunshine Band, you've heard this scripture. You know about memory. You grew up in it. Your grandmama quoted the scripture. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. And then this season, you're going to have to trust him, not with some of your heart, not with half of your heart, but you're going to have to trust the Lord with all that heart. And here's the part that gets me. Don't lean to your own understanding. That's where we get messed up, because we want to lean to what we're familiar with. We want to go with what we're familiar with. Tell you something, Peter, step out into the deep water. I don't know who you are, but this is a season for you to step out into the deep water and believe and trust in God. Trust in God with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. And watch this. When you start to acknowledge him, he's going to direct your path. He's going to tell you who to call. He's going to tell you where to go. He's going to tell you who to connect with. He's going to direct your path. So, my friend, I'm grateful for this moment. And my prayer is that you will stay focused, that you will stay faithful, so that you can receive the favor. I want to pray for you real quick. Father God, thank you. For somebody who's listening on this line, for somebody who just happened to drop in, who wasn't even planning to drop in into this call, there's somebody in here, they've been working all day long, tired in their body, got to come home and got to fix food for the family, got to wash dishes, got to clean the house, got so much to do, and it seems like all the pressure is on them. They got more bills than they got money, God. But, God, I'm praying, God, that in this season that they won't lose their focus. Because if they only knew what's ahead of them, if they only knew what's up the road, they'll stay focused. Help them to stay focused. Help them to stay faithful to their assignment. Faithful even when they feel like quitting. Faithful even when they feel like giving up. Faithful, here it is, God, when they don't even hear your voice. Help them to stay faithful, God, so that they can walk into the season of favor. God, I thank you for my sister that's on this line, my brother that is on this line today. That single mother, God, who's struggling and feel like all the weight of life is on her. She got to take care of everything. God, encourage her today. Strengthen her today. Strengthen that grandmother today. Strengthen that grandfather. Strengthen, God, that young person who's up here today. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for the apostle, God, that's up here today, that you gave her the vision for this radio show to manifest. I thank you for Prophetess Moore today. For my mother, God, I pray that you will continue to renew her, that you will continue to restore her. God, that you will continue to strengthen her now. In Jesus' name, God, I give you praise, I give you glory, and I give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you so much, Apostle, for this opportunity, Prophetess Moore, for this opportunity. I want to remind you once again, the Making Moves Conference is starting this coming Monday, September the 12th through the 15th. If you're not in the area, you can tune in live on Facebook. Just look me up, John Moore. You'll see the flyers with Dr. Jamal Bryant, Prophet Brian Kahn, Bishop Rudolph McKissick, our special musical guest, Charles Butler and Trinity, along with myself, will be preaching. We're going to have other local choirs and gospel artists that are going to be with us, vendors, and so many others that are going to be. I'm believing God for a move, for an encounter. Another piece that we're doing on Monday night, we are going to be the offering that is raised, a percentage of the offering that is raised is going to go to those who are in Louisiana. And we're going to be a blessing to those who are in Louisiana because of the flood. I have already connected with a pastor there in Louisiana, and they need our help. He has sent me the pictures of the flood that is taking place in the neighborhoods and their church. And so a percentage of what we raise is going to go to them. And then Tuesday through Thursday, we are teaming up with Habitat for Humanity, where we're going to be building 9 houses in the city of Suffolk. And so each night we're going to be giving monetarily and collectively to an initiative. So Tuesday night, we're asking everybody to bring carpenter pencils as we build the houses there in Suffolk. Carpenter pencils. We're going to fill that stage with pencils, carpenter pencils. Wednesday night, we're asking everybody to bring, that is one of the things they're requesting, blue tape on that night. And then thirdly, we're bringing Gatorade. Gatorade is for all the volunteers who are helping to build the houses there. And so we're going to be giving those out, and we want to fill that altar with all of these items so that we can be a blessing to others. Here's what I've discovered. What you make happen for others, God will, in fact, make happen for you. So we're going to be giving and being a blessing to others. So I'm encouraging you. You can go to our website, www.theexperiencechurchba.com, for more information. You can tune in live on Facebook, Periscope. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm looking for God to move like never before. Thank you so much for this opportunity. May God bless you. May God encourage you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Prophetess Moore.
God bless you, son. We appreciate you coming on and sharing with us. And we're looking forward to the Make It Move conference. And we are praying that Apostle will be able to come to Virginia and come to this conference. So, my friends, I pray that you have been encouraged on tonight. I pray that you have been inspired, because there is a word from the Lord. And I'm sure you got that word, because God is moving, and you need to get with the move. All right. God bless you, Apostle.
All right, God bless you, and God bless you, Pastor Moore. Thank you for that awesome, awesome message. And I'm going to step out of the boat, and I'm going to make sure I'm on that train to come to Virginia.
Yes,
I have to make
love
that move.
To have you. Yeah, we'd love to have
amen.
You in Virginia.
And I'm going to I sent you a friend request, so if you can respond when you get a chance. But just give me those key prayer points so that I can have the intercessors so we can start praying for this event before it even takes place. And I commend you for the work
really
that you're
that.
Doing. Okay.
Yes,
well, we
ma'am.
Got you covered. And
yes,
you could get the contact information from your mom. But anytime you need the radio broadcast to use, you know, don't hesitate to reach out. We're here to help one another. Your mom has been
thank
a blessing to so many people. And
yes,
to those of
you so
that
much.
Are listening, oh, you're welcome. You're listening to There Is a Word from the Lord with Prophetess Stephanie Moore. And this is a new season that opened up. And she will be on the air every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 8:30. So we thank you. If you have any questions, you have any praise report or prayer request, please don't hesitate to press #1 whenever you're on the line, and I will put you on the mic so that you can speak directly with her. And I ask that you continue to lift this family up. This is a difficult time for them right now, but as we said earlier, all things are possible with God. So, Prophetess Moore, I'm going to turn it over to you so you could close us out.
All right, my friend. So if anyone have a special prayer request, just hit #1, and we'll pray
right.
for you.
Right. I, Prophetess Moore, I'm just so grateful And I'm asking people that if you're not able even to come to the conference to please pray. Prayer is critical. Matter of fact, tomorrow night our church will be joining together for 1 hour, and we're going before God, laying on our face to seek the face of God, that God will change not only our city but our country, our nation, that God will change neighborhoods. And so I'm encouraging everybody, if you would please bungard heaven for us and pray. But if you're on the line, if you need prayer, just let us know where you're calling from. We would like to know. If you want to hit that one, let us know where you're calling from. We'd love to hear from you. Amen.
And that's one Pam. And Pastor Moore, every morning at 3:45, I'm on Prophet Lawrence Success from Ghana, Africa. It's actually 7:45 in Ghana, but it's 3:45 our time. And he does a rise, praise, and prayer devotion every morning. And so the key prayer points that you just asked, we've been praying this for the past couple of weeks for our communities, for our country, for the civic leaders, for the government, for the president, for the pastors, our world and spiritual leaders. And even before we came to the broadcast tonight, God had placed it on my heart to introduce you to him. So I am going to be obedient, and once you accept the friend request, then I'm going to introduce you to him online so you can make that connection. But like minds.
That will
work. Amen.
Yeah, so did you already put it in, the friend request?
Yeah, I put it in when your mom first came on the broadcast.
Oh, my
goodness. So it's been here a while. But you probably get so many of them, though, so don't worry about it.
But I'm going to make sure tonight that I look up your name and go ahead and accept you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then,
I'm so sorry about
that. Just know that from – no, that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes things happen, you know, and the enemy try and make it look like it's not going to happen, but he's a liar. But as of this day, we are going to be faithfully praying for you and your ministry, because God is doing great things, and I believe that you're one of those end-time ministers that God is going to raise up. And, I mean, you're more than a minister. You got so many gifts inside of you. And your mom speaks so highly of you. And I've even watched the videos of your wife. She is a little powerhouse.
So it's
time for me to come meet you all in person. So, you know, God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. So do we have anyone that have a prayer request? If you do, please press £1 before we close. Okay. I don't think we have any prayer requests. Okay, we do have one. Let me bring them on the line. Good evening. You're listening to There Is a Word from the Lord with Prophetess Stephanie Moore. Do you have a prayer request?
Yes. I am currently going through a divorce, and I desire prayer for my 19-year-old and my 13-year-old.
Wow. Amen.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Oh, okay. All right. Pastor Moore, going to pray for you. This is Sister Bailey.
Yes.
All right,
okay.
Sister Bailey.
All right.
Okay, Pastor Moore, going to pray with you.
Yeah. Let's pray, Sister Bailey. Father, we thank you today for grace and for your mercy. God, we thank you, God, for being faithful and being consistent towards us. God, I thank you, God, for my dear sister who is on the line even now. God, I thank you, God, for just her having the boldness and the tenacity, God, to call and ask for prayer. God, I pray even now that, God, as she starts this new adventure in her life, God, that you would be with her. I pray, God, that you would be with her children even now. God, in the name of Jesus. Unfortunately, God, there's a divorce that has taken place. But God doesn't mean life is over. But maybe God, a new life is coming in her way. And so, God, as she transitions, I pray, God, that you would give her strength. I pray, God, in moments where she feels down and she feels out, God, that you would renew her strength. I pray even now for her family, for her children, God, that you would gird them up. Even now, wherever they are, right now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that favor will occur in her life. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm praying, God, God, that you would cause things to work out in her favor. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that even, God, with legal matters, God, that you would work things out. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of confusion. I bind the enemy that tries to come in. But, God, I thank you, God, for this new journey that's going to take place in her life. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, God, even God, you're going to use even what she's going through as a testimony to somebody else. God, that it will be an encouragement to somebody else. So, God, I pray, God, that you would continue to give her strength, her children strength in the name of Jesus. Let her know that you're with her in this moment. Let her know, God, that you are with her in this moment in the name of Jesus. Give her your comfort, God. Give her your peace. God, give her peace in her spirit, peace in her mind, in the name of Jesus. I pray that, God, she'll get rest at night, that she won't toss and worry and stress herself out about stuff that's really out of her control, that she can't fix. But, God, I pray, God, that you'll give her peace now. Let her get the best rest that she's ever had before. In the name of Jesus, we bind the attack of the enemy. We speak into the airways.
Yes, Lord.
We speak into the airways now. God, that you would comfort her. We bind that enemy now in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you praise and we give you glory in the name of Jesus for what you're about to do in her life, this move that she's about to make. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for the prayer, and for all of the listeners, whenever someone gets prayed for, we always rejoice with them after the prayer because we know that God is going to answer. And so we just want to let God know that we're thankful for what he has done. Amen. And caller, did you, Miss Belly, would you like to say anything to Pastor Moore?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless you. And I enjoy
you.
So much. Thank you. Thank you.
Not a problem. God be the glory.
And Pastor Moore, I have a prayer request. I got hurt on my job over a year ago, and I'm still out on workers' compensation, and the job wrongfully terminated me. And to make a long story short, it appears as if things are not going in my favor and my money has been held up, and they really don't want to pay me. So I go back to court on the 21st. And I want the God of recompense to show me what he means when he say he's the God of recompense. But, I mean, it's been a whole year.
Right. You know, I went through a similar situation in ministry where, you know, I was owed some back money. And they owed me my money. They didn't want to pay me. I didn't want to take them to court. I wanted to settle, but they didn't want to do that. And I'll never forget, I went before God, and I said, God, I need you to do this. I mean, I got a household, you know, I got a wife I got to take care of, and what they have done to me, God, is illegal. It wasn't in my contract at all. And I was going through that, and I said, God, I need you to work on my behalf. I need you to fix this thing because I can't do it on my own. I don't have the connections. I don't have the resources. And I need, God, you to fix this. I never shall forget it. I went to court, and I'm sitting there in court, and I'm hearing the guy talking, and he's making all these lies. And I'm like, are you serious? I mean, you're lying right here in court. I'm like, God, I ain't getting this. You're going to have to work this thing out. And to make a long story short, the judge knew he was lying. He let him talk, but he knew he was lying. And when that judge hit that gavel, the judge granted me the money that was due to me. And I was just so blown and so blessed by that moment. And God taught me a lesson. And he said, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you, but I'll be there to the end. And I want to encourage you that God is with you. I know it gets rough sometimes. Mm. I know it gets tough. Because one of the hardest parts is when you minister to people, but you have nobody to minister to you. When you encourage people, but when you need encouragement, people are nowhere to be around. When you lend to people, and then when you need somebody to lend to you, they stop answering your call. They don't answer your text messages. But God is with you, my sister. God is with you. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this woman of God. I thank you, God, for her boldness to stand for you. I thank you, God, for her tenacity to live for you. And God, I'm praying even now, God, that you will work it out. I pray even now, God, that you will go into places where she can't go, that you will fix areas where she can't fix, that you will work out things where she can't work it out. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that even now, that God, those who are in control of her finances, that you will make them restless in the name of Jesus, that you will disturb the witches and the warlocks in the name of Jesus. I pray even now, God, that you will go into the area where she can fix, and God, you will work it out. I pray that this will be a year of recompense in the name of Jesus. God, that she will in fact recover all in the name of Jesus. God, that you will give her added. God, but even in this moment, even in these moments, God, that you would send people in her life that God will sow into her in the name of Jesus. Mm. That will sow into her, God, that don't have an agenda, but God just sowing into her. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you'll begin to work things out in her favor. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe you. We trust you for what you're about to do.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo, I'm about to shout. Hallelujah. God,
hallelujah.
I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
I praise
thank
your name, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank
you, God. Hallelujah. I receive
thank
it
you.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus,
God bless
thank
you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Prophetess Moore, you know I'm like ready to run this apartment.
Well,
that was so
run.
Accurate. Woo! Hallelujah. It's my turn. I mean, that Pastor Moore, that was so accurate. This is my season. Hallelujah. Even with the zip code change, you was talking about me. So hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
All right.
And I, so to God, I'm not going to, you know, go ahead, Prophetess Moore.
That's okay. It's our time is up. So we just thank God, and we thank God for every listener. We just thank God for Pastor Moore for being here and sharing with us, because truly we've been blessed. Thank God for you, son. You're a tremendous young man, and God got great things in store for you. And you just keep your passport updated because you're ready to travel some more. So we just thank God for this opportunity to come and share with you. There is a word from the Lord. I tell you, you got a triple blessing on tonight, my friend. So spread the word and let people know that we will be back on the air on next Thursday, same time, same station, because there is a word from the Lord. God bless you, Apostle, for just allowing us to be on Eloquently Speaking broadcast. God bless you.
God bless you. And before we go, I just want to give Pastor Moore's website again, and it's www.theexperiencechurchva.com. So please make sure that you visit his website. You can even make donations on the website if you want to sow a seed into his ministry. And for those that cannot make the conference next week, you can watch it live from the website or from Periscope. So please keep him and his ministry in prayer, because God is doing great things. And Pastor Moore, God bless you, and we will be in touch with you. And everyone have a blessed evening.
Yes.
All right.
God bless.
God bless.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye.